Yo.
Hey.
Hey. So much has happened.
So much.
I know. It's been about a month, but it's because shit happened. This is episode 72, Ego and Vice.
You've got a real attitude problem, McFly. You're a slacker.
Good day.
Good evening.
Good evening. Yes. Hey, we're back. Yeah, it's the evening time. It's May 31st, I think.
It is indeed.
Yeah. So episode 71 was, I think, must have been like, goddamn. What's before May? April. Must have been April. April 31st. Yeah, it was a month ago. And every time we get on these stupid fucking things, we always say, we're going to try and be like real good and shits, we're gonna be like every week. We'll see you next week. We always say at the end of the bullshit. But
hey, man, life gets in the way, and we have been busy bees.
Yeah, I think so. So it's nice to see everybody. This is episode 72 of Ego and Vice. Where do we begin? I don't know. We you know what the fucked up thing is? We set it up as like we have like these big reveals of like, oh my god, you won't believe what we're gonna tell you. But now that I'm under the microscope and under the pressure, it's just like, what really has happened? Not much. Well, some stuff.
It's more stuff that's happened in the month previous.
Yeah, yeah.
So it seems new and exciting, even though it's quite small.
Well.
But it's just sort of, not small, but, you know.
Yeah. So what have you been doing? What's going on?
Oh, boy.
Maybe we'll just start the episode as we normally do. And then we'll gradually, naturally fall into the situation.
I think that's, yes, it's a little more organic.
Okay. So, how have you been?
I've been all right. I've been working a ton, both jobs, working as much as possible, because I figure I'm not making any money sitting on my ass. And while there's not anything out right now that I can go out and spend money on, I'm trying to accrue it so that when we can go do things, I can go do things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's my chief concern right now. But other than that, I'm still horribly depression gaming. But
well, you got vaccinated.
I did get vaccinated. Did we talk about that on that?
Well, it was less than a month ago.
Yeah. I have one dose down. Good old Moderna? Doesn't matter. I've got one shot in me and cannot wait to get that second one because holy fuck, I am tired of this shit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was good. I went with you that day. You were very brave. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Well, there's not much to it, really.
No, it wasn't scary.
And you went to my pharmacy.
Yes, your pharmacist asked me if I wanted to take selfies.
Yeah, she's great. Fiona, that's her name. And she works at the Wilson's Independent grocery store in the South Ottawa. And I don't know what the pharmacy's called. It's called The Pharmacy.
Yep.
And she's great. She's always been great. So go and get your drugs there.
Go get your drugs.
She will give you drugs. Legal drugs if you have a proper credentials and yeah, you know what I mean. No, she's good.
Get the hall pass from your doc.
Yeah, but yeah, you definitely got it, and I think after that you had set something up online that was like a month later or something, or the end of the month or something.
Yeah.
It would have been today, wasn't it? 31st?
Yes.
Well, there you go. And, so you're ahead of the game.
I'm ahead of the game, and hopefully in a couple months or however long it's going to take now, I can get, as I said, that second dose in me and put up my super defenses and be able to do shit.
Yeah, like once we're vaccinated, that's going to be, I'm not going to say like a game changer, but it's kind of for me because it's just like, I'm good. Like there's a lot of people out there that are anti-vaxxers and stuff like that. And all the power to you if that's what you want to do. But I know where I stand and I'm doing my part. Mm-hmm. And oh God, that's such, I can't believe I said that with a straight face. I'm totally doing this for me because
yes.
I want to do my things. Sorry. Yeah. But if other people feel more comfortable around me, once I've been vaccinated, you know what I mean?
That's just bonus.
Yeah, that's the bonus. But you do things for yourself and your close-knit people.
Of course.
I'm not doing it for Bob who's, you know, standing on the street corner. Not like a homeless guy. Maybe he's waiting to cross the light. You know what I mean? But whatever. Fuck. Doesn't matter. It's like 2 minutes in, I just dig myself into a hole. Well, who got go fuck yourselves. Everybody go fuck yourselves. Damn it.
Oh, it's so good to be back.
Yeah, I did it again. I got one shot left. And then, with the rest of, like, society, we can start kind of, like, hanging out again. Especially with, like, your friends and your people and stuff like
yeah.
that. Or, maybe not even that, where you can, like, walk into, you know, a situation or, like a gathering of things where you don't have to be as concerned about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing it for my own safety and my own peace of mind.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm also very sick of it all. I'm like, I'm at the point where it's
1,000%,
like,
yes.
Yeah. Like, I think we should open shit up, like, now.
I would love to. I don't trust that we wouldn't go into another wave and have to do the stay-at-home order again.
I don't know, but if that's going to happen, it's going to happen regardless. It's not going to be a matter of weeks, right? You know what I mean? Like, they could say, well, okay, we're just going to wait another, you know, we're going to wait till June to stage three, and then we're going to open up slowly. Just open, man. Just open. Just do it. I think it's time. I really do.
Well, it's going to happen one way or another. We're going to start opening things up again.
Yeah.
And I, for one, look forward to going back to restaurants.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I can't wait.
I know, because I have a new job.
You do?
Well, I have a second job.
Look at you hustling.
I know. I am an Uber Eats driver now.
A what?
I know. That's weird. So I've seen a lot of cool restaurants, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And now I want to eat at all of them, but they're all like super closed down. It's super weird because it's like you go into like a public, like not public, but a busy area that used to be busy, and you walk into one of the restaurants and it's just like boarded up, plexiglass everywhere, just like one person working handing you a bag of food.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. You know, dining out is a lot about like ambiance and
atmosphere
and like I'm sure if you open a restaurant you want your dining room to like look nice.
Mm-hmm.
Now they look like just like not warehouses, but they look like
they're sterile.
Yeah, they're just everything's stacked on top of each other, and obviously customers can't go into the back, but if you look over the person's shoulder who's handing you the food at that little window, there's like like open boxes and shit just laying around, and it's just like it's a mess, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, because you don't have to cater to, you don't care if people are seeing that shit.
Yeah, yeah, it's just, it's weird.
No, I totally get it. We're the same way, like, at Gong Fu, we've got stuff just, like, everywhere, because we had a dining room, and now we're just using some of it for extra storage.
Mm-hmm. Well, Uber Eats has been good, though. It's been great, actually. I did it on kind of a whim. I was down, fucking super down, because my current job, I just wasn't making enough money. I think I'd mentioned this at some point,
mm-hmm.
whatever. And I don't even, do you even remember when I was humoring it? Like, maybe I should do this. And then the next, it feels like I wasn't doing it, and now I'm doing it.
I feel like you were humoring it, like, maybe around 6 weeks ago.
Yeah. So I went on the, I just Googled, like, how do I drive for Uber Eats? Like, I didn't want to drive people around. I didn't want to be, like, an Uber driver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck that noise.
For one thing, I don't want people in my car.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even want, like, people I know in my car. You know what I mean? Like, I can't imagine just, like, pulling up and picking up, like...
Joe Schmo.
Yeah, just some random fucking guy who's, like... shit his pants like 10 minutes early. You know what I mean? Like, there's like, you could, you totally could. He'd before you realize it, he'd sit down in your car and you'd be like, so where are you?
Hey man, you've been drunk in Ubers before. What if somebody chuffed in your car?
If I was an Uber guy, like an Uber driver, I don't think I would drive at night.
Hmm.
I'm sure, like, there's day drinkers that could still puke in the... Exactly. That's exactly why I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit. So anyway, yeah. So I just Googled, how do you drive for Uber Eats? And it led me to the Uber driver app or something like that. And it said, download the Uber driver app on your phone. So I did. And it said, fill out all this shit. And I filled it out. And they said, send us your proof of citizenship and proof of you're eligible to work in Canada. And at first I sent them my driver's license, but they sent it back and they said, they rejected it. No, this doesn't count.
This is horseshit.
So I sent them my birth certificate because my passport, I found out, is expired.
Hmm.
Expired in 2020.
Well,
I haven't been traveling enough to know that I needed to, anyway. So I filled out the rest of it and, they did my security check and they did my, driver's abstract, and there is a limit on how old your car can be.
Mm-hmm.
And my car, I guess, passed. Because my friend Yana, I talked to Yana like last week, and she said she tried to do Uber Eats like, I don't know, 6 months ago or a year ago or something like that. And because her car's like a 2006 or something like that.
She wasn't eligible.
Yeah, it wasn't eligible. It was like, I think it's like 2009 and on. You can't go before that because then your car's like an antique or some bullshit. But anyway, so yeah. And then I was good to go. I got the email saying, congratulations. Can't wait to have you on the team.
There you go.
It didn't say that, but I thought that's what I read. It was like, you're going to be great. So I sat on it for about a week, I think. And then, I don't know. I had this weird kind of like nervousness about it for some reason. Because for one thing, it was new, I guess.
Of course.
And I didn't know, and it's not like when you start at another job where you actually walk into a physical place.
Yes.
And there's people who will be like, okay, I'm going to show you what to do and this and that. I had to download some Uber, because when they literally said, you're good to go. Have a good time. And I was just like, what do I do? So I downloaded some like videos on YouTube of like how to work the app.
Yeah.
And all that stuff and what to expect. And I did that for like maybe a few days or half a week or a week maybe. And then one day I was at my other job and I came home and I was just like, I'm going to go do this. It was like a Friday.
Just jump in.
Yeah, it was like a Friday at like 4 o'clock and I just jumped in my car. And I didn't have like a fancy bag or anything. We ordered a bag online, you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked my housemaid upstairs and I said, do you have any like bags? She said, all I have is coolers. I'm like, fuck it. Put the coolers in my back seat. And I sat there in the driveway and I had the app open. And I was like, fuck, this is weird. This is so weird, right?
Yep.
And I just hit go. Like that's how you enter the thing. And it was like, bloop, bloop, bloop. And all of a sudden on the bottom, it was like finding trips or whatever. And I'm just kind of driving around and one popped up. It was like, blah, blah, blah. And it was lucky I watched the video, like the videos prior, because I knew what to do. I accepted it. And then I went to the place and I waited and I gave them the number because every Uber Eats order has like a number, I guess it's like a 6-digit number with letters and shit like that. And you give them the last three. And they're like, here you are. Here's your food. And then I just started racing and delivering food and the tips. And just starting to, like, I was just like, okay, I got like $7 for that delivery. I'm like, awesome. That's cool. $7. Took me 20 minutes to make $7, but whatever. And then all of a sudden, about 20 minutes later, it's like, bloop, bloop, bloop. So-and-so tipped you $9. Mm-hmm. And it was like, so are you telling me I just made $16 for like 20 minutes work? So it was like awesome. And now I've been pretty addicted to it since.
You could speak to that.
I can. You've been crushing it on your days off and in your evenings and what have you. You've got the bug, and it's funny because I didn't realize like that's probably the reason that they put a 12-hour cap on your order times.
It's like a video game.
You keep wanting to level up?
It's like addictive. Like, well, me being me, because I'm obsessive and mm-hmm. compulsive about things. I don't have obsessive, I don't have OCD, but I get very obsessive compulsive about things.
You have hyperfixations.
There. And what did I tell you? Like the night after, like I only worked for like 4 hours and I texted you. I'm like, I'm quitting my job.
Yes.
And you're like, well, maybe you shouldn't quit. I said, no, no. I just watched a video where a guy worked at Uber for 30 days straight at 12 hours a day and he made $8,000.
Yep. You're like, I'm quitting immediately. I was like, well, hold on.
Yeah. I said,
maybe 1 second.
I'm quitting my job. And I said, no, I've made my decision. And then I woke up the next morning and I was like, whatever. And I went to work and then I Ubered and worked and Ubered like my day job and then whatever. And I actually, it came to the point where I flipped and flopped so much that I came to the, like we had the conversations like, what do I do? What do I
yeah.
do? You know, because I wasn't happy with where I was.
No.
Because I wasn't making that much money. Right. And I was just like so down about the job. It's like, God damn it. I was making, because it's the same job as I had before, yet I'm making
less money.
Half the money doing the same job working just as hard.
Yeah, it's a step backwards.
And then all of a sudden this thing came in where I could make more money, and it was like, Uber's awesome because it's like your own, it literally is your own schedule. Like you wake up in the morning and be like, yeah, I could sign on now, or like you can go to work and then take a lunch break and sign on for lunch break and do a couple deliveries and then sign off. Like you really have no one looking over your shoulder. There's a couple of small rules you have to follow, like don't cancel trips. Don't, you know, just common sense bullshit. But other than that, you know, as long as you're like a normal person, like with like some
sensibility,
some sense of like fucking responsibility or common sense, this job is very easy.
Yes.
You're delivering food to people. But I was making more money in my brain mathematically than I was at the job that I had to follow all those fucking things.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to the point where I actually went to my manager and said, yeah, I'm leaving. Right?
Yep.
Yeah, and he's like, why? And I said, well, this is because of this and because of this and because of that. And then some reality kind of hit me there. Like after it was like a Friday I told him.
Yep.
And then I went through the weekend and I looked at because it's the summer and my job where I work, I get paid by I have like a base salary, but I also get paid almost like commissions
mm-hmm.
where the more I sell, if you will, in that sense where people will understand that, the more money I'll make.
Mm-hmm.
Summertime in my normal industry is fucking very busy. And I was making the week of before I told him, like, I'm leaving to do this other immediate thing.
Yes.
I made more money than I've made in the last like 6 months, right?
Fuck.
And he's like, okay, well, he's like, just write up like a resignation letter and send it to me. And then I kind of took the weekend and I did the Uber thing and made money and shit, but I stopped and did the math.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, if I stay where I am through the summer and work my normal shift, I only work 4 days a week with my other job. 4 days on, 2 days off. Four days on, 2 days off.
Yeah.
But I also do Uber in the evening during the dinner time when it's the most busy. I could make way more money than just doing one of each. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I ended up calling him up or texting him up and I said, okay, I'm not going to leave. Well, I didn't say that. I said, is there any chance I can just work? Because there's two shifts. My shift at my day job is so erratic. Like, it's all over the place. It's like, because 4 days on, four days off, it's not like normal people that work like Monday to Friday. I work like Monday to Thursday, and then Saturday to Wednesday, and then Saturday to Tuesday, and then fucking Thursday to Monday. Like, it's so fucked up. And it also, there's a day shift and an evening shift, which fits in all that craziness, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, how about I just work day shifts from now on? And then I can stay and I can do both.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, good, done. It's like, fucking done. So now,
well, shit.
So now I have two jobs.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, just like you. I have two jobs, but I'm obsessed. I have to work my day job 4 days a week.
Yes.
But I'm obsessed with my second job.
My night job.
Because it's like a fucking video game where you just watch like your points rack up. Ting, 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 you know? So you want to keep doing it, right?
Yep.
So now I'm working like literally like 12 hours a day, 7 days a week.
You animal.
But it's like, I used to make very good money at my old place, mm-hmm. at my old job. And then because of the pandemic, they fucking, and poor management, that place just went tits up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been at this new place for almost, it'll be a year in August. And I have struggled and suffered. And I held it to, well, I'm just lucky I have a job after all that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But it got to the point where it's just like, I got so depressed and so down because I wasn't making any money. The money that I was making was just covering what I needed it to cover. And
the basics.
And I've said that before on this podcast. I have.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where I was so down that I felt like it was just like nothing was ever going to get better. That was it.
Yep.
I'm just a fucking, you know.
This is life now.
Yeah, right. And then it's so fucking crazy, and Uber just seems so stupid, but this thing came along, and I saw the opportunity to fucking make more money, like to actually get back to where I was. I've got to work a little harder. Well, a lot harder, but at least I'll have that money.
Yeah.
And it was just like, fuck. Everything turned around for me. Like, it was just like, bruh. So now that's why I'm just so obsessive about just like, I don't care because I sat on my ass for 16 months with the pandemic. And now once I'm done working at a job I'm not super great about, super happy about, then I go to do something I really like and make money. Mm-hmm. I don't care if I work 12 hours a day because half of it is like, yeah, this is fun.
Yep, just watching those.
You got a $100 bill, get your hands up. You got a $50 bill, get your hands up. You got a $20 bill, get your hands up. You got a $10 bill, get your hands up. Single ladies. Uh-huh, single ladies, I can't hear you, single ladies, get your hands up, single ladies, I can't hear you, all your chicken heads, be quiet, all your chicken heads, be quiet, engine number 9, rolling down the Chicago line, if the train goes off the track, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up,
I think I just had a stroke.
I may have had an episode.
Someone just had, one of us just had some sort of attack, but I don't know which one.
Anyway, my point is, I think a solid income of money
mm-hmm.
is like what makes me happy in life. Because,
well, yes.
Because it lets me be the person that I feel I want to be.
Excellent.
Yeah. Somebody that if, say, I'm sitting around, well, pandemic aside, but like before, right? Where it's just like, I'm bored, whatever. Oh, hey, Off at Their Heads is playing in Syracuse and Binghamton. Do you want to go?
Fuck yeah, I do.
Yeah, and it's just like, cool. I'll put in a couple days at work and just fucking save some money, and then I'll call them up and be like, yeah, I'm not coming to work today, or not coming to work for this weekend, or whatever, and then go, and you enjoy your life.
Mm-hmm.
Over the last 8 months, all that got to the point where, plus there wasn't anything to do, but it got to the point where it's just like, because I was so broke
mm-hmm.
and I was so behind. All that stuff just seemed like, even when it comes around again, when we're allowed to do stuff like that, I'm not going to be able to do it.
Yeah, it's out of your reach.
Yeah. And that was just the most depressing thing in the world to me.
It's crushing.
Yeah. And now I have, but now I have control over that. Where it's like, even though I work that job, the reason I'm staying at my day job, though, is because there's an end game there with that one, though.
Yes.
And we've talked about that before. I'm not going to get into it because I don't care. But I love the fact that I can do the other thing whenever I want and make good money at it. Yes. And it's amazing how much money you can actually make at Uber Eats, people. Hello, if anyone's listening, if you apply yourself and just dig in, flat out, you can make $200-$250 a day. And that's good money.
That's a nice little chunk of change.
For literally just delivering people food.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
You're giving away the state secrets.
Oh, I know. There's so many drivers on the road right now, it doesn't even matter. It really doesn't.
Hey, do you want to play a song?
Yeah, what do you got?
How about the YMCA Down the Street from the Clinic by the Lawrence Arms?
Oh, that's a good song. I like that song.
That's a fucking beast of a song.
It's moody.
It is. It'll get you.
All right. What's it called?
The YMCA Down the Street from the Clinic. By the Lawrence Arms.
All right. That's what's going on. This is Ego and Vice, episode 72.
Click on the link for the world's biggest dick. You can smell the rats dying as the ship starts to sink. Down beneath the port are embraces and tears. Up against the bars, staring down their ears. You told me to kiss you, cause we were at the end. And I said I wouldn't miss you, cause baby, I'd be dead. And that's the only way it seemed that I could get away. Otherwise, I'm nothing without you, babe. Oh. I got a bad 16, and I'm bathing in the sink at the YMCA down the street from the clinic. And there's a sad old sad saggy ass just crying under the electric dryer for your hands. And he's wet and he's dying, and the spiders on his nose seem to indicate that he's been keeping warm out in the cold. And he's a lot like me, I guess. We're somehow not the same. They say you really died the last time anybody says your name. So I write down shitty words, so I sit in titty bars, so I text and tweet and look at nudes and beat off in the dark. Back when I was just a boy, we were okay ways to go. But maybe I got old, somewhere I ditched my soul. Oh. Yeah.
So I apologize. I've been a rambling mess.
Are you apologizing for just this one time or like all the times?
Well, no. Sometimes it's warranted. I don't know. Maybe tonight is too, but, you know,
You're a rambler.
Yeah.
You're rambling on.
That's it. Sometimes I get the bug and I just, you know, there's lots going on. Oh, my dad died.
Yeah. That is also a thing that happened.
Yeah. My dad passed away. May 8th, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
He was sick. For a while, for 2 years. Well, yes, he was, but he was always a very healthy man, overly healthy for an older man. He would go to the gym in Thunder Bay, where I'm from. There was a place called the Canada Games Complex, and it was like your Good Life Fitness type of thing, but okay. It was like a huge, big, they had the Olympics there, had the world's largest like indoor swimming pool.
Damn.
Like competitive swimming pool. They had the Olympics there in like the 80s. Some games or something, Canadian games or something. I can't remember. You can look it up. It's called the Canada Games Complex anyway. But okay. They had a gym in there, and my dad would go there because he was always a sport guy. When he was younger, he played hockey. And as he grew older, he was always into skiing, but he was like a very good competitive downhill skier to the point where he was, he went to like Aspen. And I don't know if you guys know a skier named Steve Podborski. He's a Canadian kind of legendary downhill skier, the gates where you go through the gates. I don't know very much, but my dad skied against or competed against like some of the top names in Canada. He was also learned judo. He learned judo from my grandfather, Hiroshi Mitani, who's in the Canadian Sports Hall of Fame as a judo instructor, as well as my uncle Lawrence Mitani. And then as my dad got older, he always was active, and he took up like inline skating. You couldn't call it rollerblading around him. Like, this is like in his 60s.
Oh.
He started inline skating, like competitive inline skating, to the point where he was like competing with people like half his age. You know,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And when he was in his age, he was like winning all the races in his age group. So he started competing against younger people, and it was like keeping up with them and shit. I guess. I don't know. Like, we lived in two different parts of the world, or two different parts of Canada at this time. And I'm just going like what I know of stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he stayed at the gym, but then he got one day I don't even know. I guess he wasn't feeling well, and he went to the doctor, and they diagnosed him with lymphoma. It was shit. I can't remember. Like immune system, or it was in his brain, or something like that. Anyway, and then he wasn't. I went down to visit him, and he wasn't supposed to last too long, I guess. Like. No one really gave a timeline, but they said what he has is tough, and he's also in his 70s, right? So
yeah.
It's just like whatever. But he beat it.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. There was like, I heard rumors that they wanted to do like a case study on him, because it's just like what he had was like, you're not supposed to fucking beat that. The thing is that it kind of came back, and he had like radiation and stuff, which kind of messed with his mind a bit. Not his mind, but his physical thing, and
yeah,
where it caused his equilibrium to be kind of off, where he used to be able to just get up and kind of do what he wanted. He felt great when he sat down or he laid down, but when he got up, he felt dizzy. And he always hoped that would kind of go away, but it never did. And that's, you know, it affected his quality of life, which was upsetting. And then the cancer came back, and it just kind of
progressed.
The story, as the story goes with a lot of people. But he passed away on the 8th, and 8th of May, and that's what happened. You know, and I was in contact with my family, like my stepmom and my sister and stuff, so we all knew what was happening. And I talked to my dad, and it was good. You know, well, Like, the conversations were good. Like, I know that he was, I don't know what it was like behind the phone calls, you know what I mean?
Of course.
But he as long as he was, like, sitting on the couch watching his golf or his tennis, he loved golf and he loved tennis and he loved curling. Those were, like, his sports that he'd watch.
Mm-hmm.
Hockey, I don't know, man. We talk about hockey, but I don't know. But those were the big three, I guess.
Good. All boring.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess. Well, to some. But, yeah, but my stepmom, Donna, she was, you know, by his side the whole time. And, you know, she is responsible for a lot of support in the last little while. And I, you know, me and my sister, we can't thank her enough that she was there at least, you know, with him, because my dad was a interesting man. I have a lot of my own opinions on it, which aren't going to be shared on a podcast, but I'm glad that, you know, he had someone with him that cared for him and supported him and stuff like that near the end, because that makes me feel good. And he had, like, his nieces, or not his nieces, I guess they'd be his granddaughters, whatever, Hope and Morgan, and his great-granddaughter. God, I can't remember Hope's kid's name. Anyway, sorry. I'm not going to lose sleep over it, but I'm sorry. And whatever. It is what it is, and, you know, me and my dad had a very strained relationship for most of my life. You know, he was a good guy, you know? So I've been told by everyone that knew him. He was a great man. Funny, friendly, wonderful, give you the shirt off his back kind of guy. Unfortunately, I never knew that man.
No.
And, you know, people want me to pretend like I did. And they say, oh, you know, your dad loved you, right? And I'm like, yeah, I know that. But doesn't make, you know, doesn't really make up for 45 years of feeling like a burden.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not going to get too deep into it because it's not important. But anyway, doesn't matter. It's all done now. And I feel bad for my nieces,
mm-hmm.
because they were very close.
Mm.
And I feel bad for my sister because she's like a soft, she's going to kill me, but she's strong. She's tough. She's a 5'1" independent, some bitch kick-ass woman that's living in New York City for the last 10 years by herself. But she also has a very big heart, and she, you know,
yeah,
she took it pretty hard, which is cool. But she's going to be fine and stuff like that. But I feel bad for Donna, who, my stepmom, who, you know, she had to be with him in the hardest parts near the end.
Yeah.
However, maybe the hardest parts were over the course of the whole time, because he was a hard man to be around. Doesn't mean anyone loved him any less or thought any less of him, but he was not an easy man. He was not. He had his picadillos, as Jim Cornette would say. You know, so I don't believe he's in a better place, because I don't believe in that kind of thing. I'm just glad that he's not suffering anymore. So
yes,
we'll leave it there. So there it is.
There you are.
Yeah. So that's my little dad thing. Take care. Godspeed. So, yeah, normally I don't monopolize the podcast as much as I have tonight, but I don't know. I guess I had lots on my brain to get out there.
That's okay. Think of this as this is your live journal.
Yeah, well,
Your audio live journal.
Well, yeah, that's cool. I don't know.
No, it's all good.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I'm good. I feel fine. I feel tired, and I feel ready to. I don't know. How do you feel? How, you know?
I feel tired.
Yeah.
But I'm good. I have a cat butt in my face. But no, I feel all right. I feel like I've been treading water. Very much so.
Why?
Because I'm just waiting for something to happen.
Oh.
And whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I'm just like waiting for something to change.
Oh. Based off like just your repetitive pandemic life?
Yes.
Yeah. That was like my Uber thing. It was just like, new.
Yeah. Whereas right now, my new is just trying to work at the food truck as much as possible because my other job is up in the air. And right now, I just, for my own peace of mind, I need to make as much money as possible. You know how it is.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not a fun story, but it's a necessary story.
Yeah, no, it's just for sure, man. You gotta fucking... That's what we do in life. We just work. Well, shit, man. This whole fucking last 16 months has, like, screwed us all up. Like, I don't know. What are you supposed to do?
There's nothing else to do.
I know. It's fucked. Everything's fucked up. It's like, then we have to start, like, blending back into our everyday lives somehow. But I don't know. God damn. It's like, yeah, you go to work. Thankfully that we've been able to go to work, but it's just like, for what? To pay our...
To what end? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I don't know. I think everyone is going to have like some weird, like awkward re-entry into... Maybe some people won't. Maybe some people won't. Or maybe even those people who think they won't will. Maybe there's people that denied the whole thing forever and just will just be like, yeah, let's go out and fucking party and whatever, and all the power to them and stuff, but whatever. It's just people who have been responsible and tried to do the best for themselves and other people. Yeah, it's going to be a weird thing. Like, we have been completely isolated. You're like the only person I've seen in like 16 months.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so that's wild. I don't know.
Gotta take it one day at a time.
Yeah.
One shot in the arm at a time.
No, I think we should all just get together. I really do. But whatever.
Are you eating on microphone?
Just a Reese's.
What's the matter with you?
Mm. I told you I quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
By taking up the vape.
Mm-hmm.
I quit vaping by taking up the Reese's.
Mm-hmm. That's what you do. You replace one vice with another.
I am 100% nicotine free.
You are?
But I am 100% chocolate and peanut butter full.
Nice.
No. I think that's real peanut butter. Might not be, though.
It's some sort of peanut butter hybrid. I mean, Reese's peanut butter is Reese's peanut butter. It's not just peanut butter, right? There's something in there that makes it especial.
Mm.
And delicious.
Yeah. Baby cartilage.
Yes, I'm sure that's it. Mm-hmm. Baby cartilage. Mm-hmm.
What do you miss from that you can't do anymore? Or that you haven't been able to do for a while?
Restaurants, for one thing. But that's no surprise to anybody. Theater.
No.
Very much so.
Do you think you'll do that again?
It's going to take a while to get back into it if it does open up again. Mm. Because every, like, are you kidding me? As soon as theater productions start up again, all these out of work actors, like any paying gig, especially out of work actors, are going to be like, holy shit, me. please, for the love of God, I'm so thirsty for it. So it's going to be a lot of competition, I think.
Have you talked to, like, Robin or Zoe or anybody?
No, I will see each other on, like, Facebook and Instagram, but we don't really chat. No, I don't really talk to any of the old crew.
The only reason I ask is just, like, they haven't been doing anything either, I guess.
No. As far as I can tell, like...
Zoe has a, like, a YouTube channel.
She does?
Yeah, I came across it, and she just, like, bakes, like, cookies and stuff. No, it's really sweet. Like, it's cute.
Oh.
It's cute. And it's her just kind of living, like, this is what I do. I make tea, and I don't know. I thought it was cute. I subscribed to her YouTube channel. It's like a video a month or something like that. But I don't know what it's called, but I'd like to promote it because she's trying to, you know. All right. So I think that's it. I think we've I think I've yammered on it long enough.
Are you good? You got it all out of your system?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe next time we can I can share the microphone with you.
Wrench it from your cold, dead hands.
Yeah. Anyway. Thanks for tuning in. This is episode 72. It's Ego and Vice. My name is Mike.
My name is Steph.
And we'll see you next time.
You've got a real attitude problem, McFly. You're a slacker.